We want to talk about who the mitzvah is incumbent upon, who can be yotzei the mitzvah, how are they supposed to be yotzei the mitzvah. So the mitzvah applies, Chazal set up the mitzvah in the language of the Gemara of Ner Ishu Beisa. The Iker mitzvah of Halakhas Neris is to light one Ner per household. So the Baal HaBayis would light one Ner and he would fulfill the obligation of all the members of that household. The wife, children, male children, female children, even though they're bar mitzvah ready, would all be yotzei with one halakha. If there's a mishares, there's a person who works in the home and lives there and eats there. If there's a bacher who is a boarder which lives there and eats there, all these people mikra then will be yotzei with halacha hadlaka of ner ishu beisa. One ner is lit per household, since they are an ongoing member of that household. The Gemara then gave us an option of mahadrin, was that the way that he would light one ner each night and another ner, and then there's mahadrin and mahadrin, which is that each individual is going to be lighting, or well, like how you understand mahadrin and mahadrin. Svardin, the Baal HaBayis will light and be moisav haholich for mahadrin. He lights one ner per member of the household, and mahadrin he lights one. He adds on each night. The Rambam understands it. That it would be corresponding to each member of the household. So if there's five members of the household, himself included, he would light five neris the first night, 10 neris the second night, etc. And from that is mishtarv of the minhag of the Ashkenazim, that each individual person does that himself. And that is the minhag of the Ashkenazim, each individual person. So each one of the children of a bar mitzvah, or even under bar mitzvah, the mechanazim are ready to start lighting themselves. Even though that is so, and the wife theoretically could light on her own, That much has still been established. The wife usually is yotzei with the husband, and the girl children, there's different minhagim, whatever your minhag is on that. What is interesting is regards to a blessed person is away from home. Now, so the person is chayiv and halakha is neiris, but they're lighting it. The ikur then is he's yotzei with halakha at home because neir ishu beisa. So a person is away from home and he knows that they're lighting for him at home. So if he would like to light, which he could, but he has to have, if he wants to light with a bracha, obviously he has to have in mind not to be yotzei with that halakha which is taking place at home for him, because if that is so, he'd be yotzei with that, and he would not be allowed to light with a bracha, because his ikur makom again is back where he's home. And he would have to have that intent in mind before they light. So if he's away in a different time zone, etc., he goes from Washington to Chicago, so if there's one halakha in Chicago is later, he can't wake up then and say, well, I'd like to be yotzei, I don't want to be yotzei because they already lit at home for him in the earlier zman. A person who's coming in and he's just eating the meal that we mentioned before, a person's coming just eating a meal there, that specific meal, and he's going back home, will not be able to light over here. That's not his makom, because the mitzvah is neir ishu beisa. This is his makom. This is not his makom. Even when we said the ikur makom is the place where a person eats, the main place is where you eat, but that's talking about this is where you eat on an ongoing basis. Where a person can have two places. For example, a bachur learns in yeshiva, so he has his place in yeshiva, and that is his place, and he can light in the yeshiva. When he goes home for a Shabbos Chanukah, so that is also his place. It's not he's a guest over there. This is also his makom. That is significant. For example, let's say Motzi Shabbos, a person would be leaving, and he's not going to be eating there Motzi Shabbos. So the next day, already it's already the fourth night of Chanukah, it's Motzi Shabbos, and he wants to light. Where does he light? Well, as long as he's there in that home, which is his home, that is his makom, and he can light there. A person would be a guest there. Let's say a son-in-law with a son-in-law to parents-in-law, but it's not really his makom. If he could go back to his own home, it's better he should go back and light in his own apartment, home, etc., as opposed to lighting by his in-laws. It's not his makom anymore. But a bacher who goes home, this is his makom. And if he could light there Motzi Shabbos, he could light there Motzi Shabbos. A bacher spends, alternatively, however, you have a person who's living, quote-unquote, at home, but he eats his meals in yeshiva, he spends his day in yeshiva, and he just sleeps at home, his ikur makom would really be where he eats in the yeshiva, etc. At one point, we want to point out, when each individual person is lighting the neris, so the halacha says you should put them in separate places, the menorahs in separate places, so it should be clear that, when you look at it, that it's different menorahs, and your count of the nights would be clear. So it should be three, four, whatever the number is. If it's all together, it's not very clear how many neris are going to be lit. There is a mention in the halacha of a concept of being mishtatef for pruta, that after a noy person who's a guest, see, he's here eating, but he's staying for a little bit, but it's not really his ikur makom, so he can be yotze over here with the balabais, but he can't be yotze as a member of the household alone. He has to actually partake of the mitzvah by giving money to be part of that. The mikra minhag, the Mishnah Berurah says, is nowadays we do not rely on that. It's preferred that a person should actually light himself, because people will not know why you're not lighting. It's so common to light. People will think that you're just not doing the mitzvah. So the proper thing to do is, in that situation, is that a person should not rely on mishtat de b'pruta. A person should actually light himself. I just want to make one announcement that Dr. Mann mentioned yesterday, that